Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dive Into Diet. I'm with the star of the show, Lucas Schmidt. Lucas Schmidt.
Need some coffee.
Luckily
for him, it's the subject of today's broadcast.
Well, Chef Lucas. This is our second Chef
Fast
Lucas.
Fast and loose with that term, Chef.
This is our second Chef Lucas show.
Yeah.
And as you can see here, if you're watching on YouTube or on video, we have some coffee here.
We have cups of coffee.
Why do we have it?
Because coffee is something that is integral to most people's daily life. It's a ritualistic drink. Sounds like a cult, doesn't it?
It is.
No, but it's something I think most people, you know, who have to get up and go to work, they want either in the morning or maybe on their lunch break or all day, perpetually in an IV, what have you. Coffee is pretty substantial in most people's diet, so I have no problem, unless you don't tolerate coffee, and then you would know that, like a caffeine allergy, whatever. So that's just aside. But I think coffee's fine. I drink coffee two to three cups a day. I think coffee is, though, an area where some people struggle and don't know it, maybe, with like additives, things that they put in their coffee. So if you drink your coffee black, skip this episode. I'm just kidding. You might still like it.
Stick around because you know somebody.
I can drink it black if I have to, if I'm trying to like wait till lunch to eat for the first time in the day, like fasting. You don't want creamer because that breaks your fast. So black is all you can do. But it's just boring. It's bitter. It's mean. Puts hair on your chest in a bad way. So anyway, for those of you who are sane, for those of you who like to put things in your coffee, we're going to talk about the good, bad, and the ugly. Remember that episode?
I do. The good, bad, and the ugly of coffee creamer?
Yeah. We're going to talk about
coffee additives.
Additives in general. We're going to talk about things you can put in your coffee to make it more interesting and not make it unhealthy necessarily.
Got it.
First of all, let's talk about some examples of things that you may see at the grocery store, you may already have, or you may get at a drive-thru. Creamers, pre-made creamers, it's a huge industry now. So the most famous brand, let me start with the most famous brand, Coffee Mate, right? Wouldn't you say the most famous?
I would absolutely say this is the most famous.
Coffee Mate. Coffee Mate's delicious. I used to use the powdered Coffee Mate, which I don't have here, but it's something about... It made my coffee so smooth and fluffy, almost.
I feel like that's at church. I remember going to church, and they'd always have the
free
powder,
coffee.
The powdered Coffee Mate.
Yeah, so Coffee Mate, liquid or powder, is just not a lot good going on here. I like to read the ingredients, right? So the first ingredient's water. It's not the worst, and ingredients are labeled in order of priority. So the first ingredient is the most of what this is, and it descends in order. But the next ingredient is sugar. Water and sugar is the primary two ingredients of this, followed by vegetable oil. Never thought of putting vegetable oil in my coffee. Doesn't sound appetizing by itself.
No, it doesn't.
So this is water, vegetable oil, and sugar that you're dumping in your coffee, followed by less than 2% of a bunch of preservatives, casein extracted from milk, artificial flavor, cellulose gum, carrageenan, which is like a thickener. So not great. It's a sugary, it does. And you might think, well, no, there's not very many calories. Just 35 calories in a serving. Well, one tablespoon is a serving. And most people put a lot more than that in their coffee. We think of a tablespoon as a lot. In this form, it is not a lot. And because this is, a lower fat sort of creamer, it's not going to enrich in your coffee as much as other things will. So you're just dumping excess sugar in your coffee. So, and I promise you, once you try some of the substitutions we do today, this won't taste good anymore.
We're going to get you off the coffee, mate.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Now, next, this is a famous brand of almond milk, Silk. Silk kind of started as an almond brand company, almond milk, purely almond milk, I think, and like coconut milk, maybe. This is their almond vanilla creamer. Based on almond milk, so it's a dairy-free, I assume. Probably a little better than the Coffee Mate. That's my assumption before I read this list. Almond milk is the first ingredient. Not too bad, which is just filtered water and almonds. That's nice. Second ingredient is cane sugar. Not great. And then high oleic sunflower oil, which is seed oil. Pea protein, that's probably to thicken it. Not the worst thing. Potassium citrate, baking soda, sunflower lecithin, also a thickener. Natural flavor, sea salt, and gelling gum. another thickener. This isn't the worst, but it's still not the best. It's a lot of ingredients, some preservatives, not too bad, but still a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
We got a lot of added sugar to this. And because it's dairy-free, it's going to be even thinner. You need a little bit more to compensate. Dairy usually kind of smooths out your coffee the best. Now we have this, which is this is Oat Malk brand, but it's vanilla. So it's based. This is based on oat milk, and the ingredient list is very short on this one. This is.
I've never even heard of this before.
Filtered water. Ooh, organic gluten-free oats, pure organic vanilla extract made from vanilla beans. Wow, they went all out. Himalayan pink sea salt. That's it. Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
This is okay. This is pretty good.
Have you tasted that? Is that pretty?
I have not tasted this.
Okay.
Oats. Some people tolerate them just fine. Some people get some gas and bloating from oats, so just keep that in mind. I don't have a lot of beef with this. Not a ton. There's still a good amount of sugar, though. It's probably from the oats, naturally. There's some sugar in oats. Not a ton, though.
Okay.
So that's pretty good. A serving size is... Wait a minute. Is this even creamer? I think it's just oat milk. The serving size is 8 fluid ounces. This is oat milk. You could use this as a creamer. So we'll talk about that. You can use almond milk, coconut milk, all of those as creamer. No wonder that's like two.
It's
like,
not a creamer.
It's not a creamer. It can be used as a creamer. Believe it or not, creamer is mostly just milk.
It can be an additive.
An additive to your coffee. So
yep.
Those are some of the pre-made, prefabricated things. Let's talk about things you could do to your coffee to make it more interesting if you don't like black coffee. But you don't want to give up making it taste sweet or fun. Okay. Let me show you what I do to my coffee most of the time. It's very easy. I take heavy whipping cream, the full fat stuff, and I open it, and I do that. Whoop! Just, I don't know, that's probably a tablespoon. And that's it. That's all I do, right there. And that is enough for me. You want to taste that?
I do.
This is just plain dark roast coffee that we're using. That's all I need. Some people would need more than that, but that's all I want in my coffee.
That's not bad. I can do that.
Easy. Yeah, it's like, it's rich, it's smooth, it cuts a lot of the acidity down, it's because of the fat. Nice thing about heavy cream is because it's the fatty cream from the milk. It doesn't have any of the protein in it that regular milk has, it doesn't have any lactose in it. The only people who are going to have issues with this, allergy-wise, would be people who have a complete intolerance to casein and whey. Like, and I don't mean just a little, I mean like, you can't even have butter because your sensitivity is so high. Those people are rare. So this is great. A little higher calorie. There's zero sugar. It's very friendly for diabetics or people with, you know, insulin issues. It's also simple, okay? The best brand, this isn't the best brand, but it's not bad. It's only got cream is the first ingredient, which, funny, that's what this should be made of because it's cream. Cream and less than 0.5% of gel and gum. That's probably just to keep it stable from separating. You can buy one that's pure from Homestead Creamery. They sell, I believe, in Kroger's and Food Cities, I think. Homestead Creamery, they sell milk, whole milk.
Is that local to East Tennessee?
It's a company, nation company, but they come in glass bottles. It's a little pricey, but you get more than in this carton. It's like a glass sort of half-gallon carton of, and it's delicious. It will separate a little bit, like real cream will do. Some of the fat will float. You just shake it up. It's fine. Delicious. That's the purest form, but this is just fine. Okay. So that's my coffee. Now, if somebody were like, well, I don't want that. I want something extra. So I'm going to take, this is yours since you drank out of it. I'm going to show you a couple things you could do. So if you want a little sweet and a little flavor. So this is an example. This isn't the brand you have to use. This is what I have. It's called Better Stevia. It's maple. So they use stevia extract, organic maple extract, and a little vegetable glycerin. So there's no significant calories to this. It says 0 calories per serving. A serving size is about 8 drops. There's 179 servings in this little bottle. It's very concentrated. So I would put, you know, boop, 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 3 drops or something like that.
Not a lot.
Let's see what that does.
Okay.
Something like that. Little goes a long way. Try that. Last time I've used that, it's got a strong maple taste. Very strong.
Man.
Very powerful stuff.
I was not expecting. I was prepared to say, Lucas, I can't even tell the
difference. Give me more.
Yeah.
But now, if you wanted to up the ante and make this more of a fall beverage, you got maple in there already. You might as well add a little bit of a little dash of cinnamon.
There we go.
Cinnamon. Now, cinnamon is great in coffee, but it does separate. You have to kind of keep moving it, and it'll settle in. Smells good. I love cinnamon.
Have we done an episode on cinnamon?
I don't know.
I feel like we have.
Maybe we have. If not, we'll look into it.
That's really good.
Good. It's like a fall, like a little, you know, not a pumpkin spice, but sort of flirting with it, right?
Yeah, that's like a latte.
Yeah, tastes like a latte. So that's one avenue you can take. So some other things, if you didn't like dairy, you could buy canned coconut cream. Usually it's got two ingredients or something like that, water, coconut. It's the fatty part of coconut. There's no sugar added. I will say, I've used it before in coffee. You need a little bit more of it to get that same creamy consistency you get from heavy cream. Dairy usually just does the best, okay? But coconut cream is a great option. Don't have it on me. So other ways you could make coffee interesting and also healthy is you could use something like, I know at Performance Medicine we sell keto collagen here,
yep,
which is just collagen, and I think this is the vanilla one, right? Yeah, this is a vanilla with stevia. There's three ingredients in this. That's great. Aside from the collagen. Collagen is usually from cow or animal. It's a protein. Okay? It's not dairy. It's like tendon and ligament. That sounds gross. But collagen, good for the skin. So this, what collagen will do if you put it in coffee. Do we have enough? I don't know if we have any. I pulled this from y'all's cabinet. So this is somebody's. I don't think we have any in here. It feels empty to me. Oh, there's a little bit. Can we use a little bit?
Yeah.
Are you okay with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to put a little bit of this up in there.
In the same cup?
No.
Okay. I'm going
to go into a new cup. This is plain coffee again. I'm going to dump some collagen in there.
So you put about two scoops?
Oh, no. I put about a half a scoop. I couldn't. There's so little in here I could just get. Now, we stir that up. So collagen will sort of emulsify the coffee, which is nice.
I like the vanilla taste.
Yeah. And usually there's a chocolate, there's a vanilla. I think there's a plain. Even the plain will smooth out the coffee. Now, I wouldn't be content with just collagen in my coffee, because if you look in there, you can see it's not as creamy. But taste it as is. It's not, you're going to want to do more to it. But that, if you like black coffee, but you want some protein in your coffee, that's a great thing to add. It doesn't change the taste a whole lot.
Not a lot,
It
no.
just smooths it out, adds a little vanilla. But if you really want...
I can taste a little bit of the vanilla.
You really want to make it great, do that right there.
Okay.
Then it's a thicker, smoother, a little extra protein, good for your skin.
Just for you and those listening, this is my kind of dive into diet show.
Just to eat, drink,
try
stuff.
Coffee all show. It's good.
Yeah. So the other alternative is you can use half and half. I'm not a big fan of half and half because it's half milk, half cream. It's like I'm just going to go all the way.
Really? So you're not a half and half guy?
No, I want the heavy cream. Okay. I'll use half and half if that's all there is. But I don't usually consume milk. It's not my favorite thing. And half and half tastes a lot more like milk than cream does.
Yeah.
So, because it has half milk in it, hence the term half and half. So, this is a pretty good half and half, though, by half and half standards. It's the Simply Nature Organic. I believe this is Aldi's brand of organic. Ingredients, certified organic milk, certified organic cream. That's a nice ingredient list. It is what it says on the front. That's nice. So this is something you could add. What this is going to do is just make your coffee a little bit lighter. This is your classic coffee with cream.
I mean, that's what I typically do at the moment is just add some half and half.
Yeah. And by the way, I showed you these. This is Better Stevia. There's also a brand called Sweet Leaf. It's a stevia dropper. They have all kinds of flavors. They have like English toffee, hazelnut, coconut, vanilla. They even have citrus flavors. So if you were making something else, not necessarily coffee, it goes in all kinds of stuff. They're available on Amazon. This is also available on Amazon. Pretty inexpensive for how many servings you get.
And honestly, based on the taste,
yeah,
we could have done less than three drops for sure.
Oh, and especially since you only had a half a cup.
Yeah, for eight ounces,
that'd be great.
That's true.
I'm not going to mix this in because it's kind of messy. But something I think people forget is cocoa powder. Cacao, you could put cacao in your coffee.
Yeah.
I would suggest sweetening it with something like this in addition, though, because cacao is also bitter.
Yeah.
But you may want to add some cacao to your coffee to give it some... Cacao and cinnamon are great together. There's a supplement I want to mention. I've mentioned it before. That is a good companion to coffee or to caffeine, which is on the floor now, which is GABA. I mentioned GABA on the podcast?
I talk about GABA
a lot.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about GABA before.
So GABA stands for gamma aminobutyric acid. It's a neurotransmitter support. Your brain makes GABA, by the way. And GABA is a police officer at the four-way stop for your brain. That's what he is. So the reason I might take GABA with caffeine is because caffeine can kind of agitate, you know, cause our thoughts to race, kind of stress us a little bit. And GABA is a great supplement you could take to still get the focusing effects of caffeine, because caffeine, for me, helps me, like, focus and
totally
kind of rev up and do what I need to do. But, you know, I've had too much coffee before and I felt
jittery.
Funny. Yeah. Or like, woo. And GABA will help kind of temper that down. Mm. It's not a sedative. It's not going to make you sleepy, because then it, what's the point, right? If you have caffeine, it just mixes really, those effects
so
mix really well.
You're still going to get the, like, alertness.
But your thoughts will be under control a little bit better. It's not like, it's not a genie in a bottle, right? It's not magic. But it will certainly take the edge off of the coffee. I would do 1 to 2 doses. This is, I get it in powder form because it's cheaper. And I can control my dose better.
Yeah.
And it's pure. There's no other ingredients. Typically, if you get it in a pill, you're getting some other things, filler in there, like rice flour or whatever to fill the pill out. A dosage is a third teaspoon in the powder form. Mm. This brand is Bulk Supplements, found on Amazon. This is about $16 to $20, and you have 333 servings.
Jeez.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So I mix that. I don't take it every day, but I'll take it sometimes if I'm going to have a busy day, or if I know I'm going to be a little reliant on caffeine for the day, I'll take some GABA with it. You could.
Now, I mean, that's in powder form. You put it in your coffee?
You could dissolve that in your coffee. Okay. GABA, if you mix it like in plain water and drink it, it doesn't have a strong taste at all. All you would notice if you drank it, it would be like, you ever had hose water as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
It tastes kind of like that. Yeah. So it's like, tastes good, nostalgic.
Yeah.
But you're like, what is in this water? Something. That's GABA if you mix the GABA in. That's about it. So if you put it in coffee, I doubt you would even taste it. And it dissolves instantly, and it kicks in about 10 minutes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
Yeah, that's a cool addition there.
Yeah. So that, let's see. And the last thing I will add sometimes to, this is really, it sounds really weird. I will actually put a dash of sea salt in my coffee sometimes. It's really good. You want to try it?
I do, actually.
All right, I'm going to lay this
down. I've never even thought about that. Well, cinnamon, and that's...
I'll do it in both. Let's just do it in both, see what happens to the flavor. Just, that's like the tiniest little...
I feel like there's a...
You may not even taste the difference, but I like it. So I'm gonna. This is the same spoon I used on both, so, you know.
It's my favorite show ever. This is the best episode.
Just eat this and
this
that,
is the best episode.
So I don't know if you'll taste the difference. You don't even have to pretend like you do. I may need more.
I do it like it actually calms the cinnamon taste down.
Yeah,
A tad. Yeah.
Apparently you can put a little salt in the grounds in the container before the water goes through it, and it supposedly helps cut down the acidity. I've tried that with espresso once. I guess I tasted it a little bit. But I don't know how you verify, you know, the with some machine you could verify the acidity or some test. I don't have that on me. So
what's kind of interesting is, you know, obviously when I drink a lot of caffeine or a lot of coffee, I dehydrate myself. I wonder if, like,
you're adding, you know,
some
a little water retention. You're going to have a little water retention with your diuretic.
Yeah.
yummy. Those are the most of the things I would use for my coffee. You could always use a protein powder, but protein powders have strong taste, and I mean, I'd rather just mix that with a cold.
But before we hit record, before we started this episode, we did mention perfect aminos. Is that something we want to put in there? But is it a little strong taste? Yeah. And, you know,
the things you don't want to probably put. Now, you listen. This is taste is often pretty subjective, right? But I can verify from personal experience, from a bad experience in high school, where I thought I was just so smart with my. I don't know. I thought I'm gonna put fresh lemon in my coffee. Mm. I squeeze lemon from a tea into my coffee, thinking, you know, citrus and coffee, not good.
No.
They're both very bitter, and so it just made it. Now, orange and coffee go well together, but the orange is a sweet citrus, right? You can get, at Fresh Market down the road, you can get orange-infused coffee, and that's great. I just don't recommend the lemon. The lemon, No, no, no.
It sounds terrible.
Like, it is terrible. It sounds awful. It's awful. It's like putting vinegar in your coffee.
Like, I don't want to be... lemon in my water sounds refreshing. Liniment. I've had too much caffeine.
I know. Now you need a little more. What you need.
Well, that's super interesting. I'm glad to hear from you that you can add things to your coffee in a healthy way. You know, for those of you who stuck around and you're not a believer and, you know, just plain black coffee drinkers, you know, it can still be healthy.
Try this. This is the first thing I would try. Heavy cream. And I know it's fatty, but I would much rather, if I had to overindulge in something generally, it would be, I'd much rather overindulge a little bit on fat than on sugar.
Totally.
The consequences are more immediate with sugar. We're seeing so much metabolic disease from the overconsumption of simple carbohydrates and sugar that that's all I need to know to choose this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Over this.
Guys, get off the coffee, mate.
Get off the coffee, mate. Try this. You won't go back. It's so delicious. Yeah. It's so delicious. So.
Is that a show?
That's a show.
Guys, that's a show. I'm gonna dive into diet. Right, Lucas there. Schmidt. Dude, thank you.
Thank you.
Brad, take it away.
Don't go away.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.